So welcome to Two Noobs and a Burger, episode number 4. I'm John. I'm joined again by Isaac and Andrew.
Hello.
Hello.
And we just finished chomping down some tasty cheeseburgers.
Yeah. So Our burger for the day is find a good local burger joint.
It's true.
And eat some burger.
And it doesn't even have to be something special as far as, you know, throwing on weird ingredients, things like that. This one was just a good old-fashioned hamburger with lettuce, ketchup, you know, all the good stuff.
Exactly.
It was pretty delicious, actually. I was very happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, like, the guy that made it was clearly stoned.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like, yeah, he put all of my solid ingredients underneath my burger, and it was really weird, so I had to rearrange it, but that's just me.
Also, I think he gave you two burger tops.
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't.
Oh, he
no,
didn't?
He gave
no,
me one.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No, he was. I think he was coming down a little bit, and I think he was starting to get a little bit more perceptive.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but no, that dude was clearly stoned. At one point, he was literally just standing out in front of the counter while the woman in front of him was helping us, and she looks back and she's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh,
yeah."
And she's like, "Can you do something?"
Yeah, yeah.
Good old start to Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Still coming down from Saturday night. So we're here because you guys have both been playing the Early Access New Dirt game.
See, I have not had the chance to actually fully like get on.
He's only been listening to me ramble on about
And
watching way too many videos. Because like, I can't afford to buy it yet.
I hear that.
Because as soon as I do, I will. Because I am so excited that there's a dirt simulation rally game.
Well, so what makes it super different from, like, Dirt 3, Dirt 2, you know, all those?
Oh, well, like, so Dirt 3...
was the Gymkhana.
Well, Dirt 2 was basically a rally game, but it was right in between arcade and simulation. And then Dirt 3... was pretty arcadey.
Yeah, because I know they're doing the Ken Block thing. Because I own that one.
Yeah, there's like the whole Gymkhana and stuff, which like they did that pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made Dirt Showdown.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Shouldn't have been called a dirt game
because
it was really exclusively Gymkhana.
Yeah.
Destruction Derby and like oval track racing with, I don't know. It just was weird.
Yeah.
But. It's the first one, aside from, like, going back to, like, Colin McRae's rally games, where you can actually, like, fully build your car, and you can change how it drives for every race, and you can actually completely customize it, and if you f*** up, they want you to know, and you know, so you try your hardest. And, like, Dirt 3 and Dirt 2 both had... Dirt 2 and Dirt 3 all had flashback options.
Oh, gotcha. So, where like, you could, the like, Forza Rewind thing?
Yeah, where you could, like, go back. Yeah, they took that away. Like, they just...
Yeah.
They're just not doing it.
Hmm.
They're not doing it at all.
You crash, and then they reposition your car... And then usually dock you like 15 seconds.
Race,
which can really actually kill you.
Do they do a running start, or is it just straight from standing still?
At this point, it's only it's just straight rally racing. But you can also I just lost my train of thought. Anyway.
So is it a running start or from stopping?
No. Right. You can also do, like, early starts, where they prompt you to hold your e-brake down, and you can, like, rev your engine and stuff, but you can like, go early.
Oh, gotcha.
Slightly early, and if you do, then they're like, oh, you're an asshole. There's another 15-second penalty.
Yeah.
So you can immediately screw yourself over. And they wanted it to be a lot. Like a rally race.
I got you. Are you racing against other people, or like a rally race, is it kind of more, it's
so,
just you?
I'm pretty sure they'll throw in those races also, but I think I haven't gotten to that point yet. I don't know exactly the limitations on the version that's available through Steam right now, because it's still early access and they only give you certain content that's cool enough to run.
Well, like, everything I've seen on it, currently they only have, like, staggered star rally races. Yeah. Like, they don't have rally cross or anything like that.
Yeah.
But they're going to add, like, full hill climb. And, I mean, there's only, like, three areas that have courses, I think, right now. But they're planning on doing a monthly release to update it every single month with something new.
Yeah. But it's pretty great so far, actually. It feels a lot less arcadey than the other games, just the driving in general. And I loved the driving in Dirt 3, actually. It just was really satisfying.
Yeah.
Like, just tearing around corners and hitting that apex, like, perfectly, and then hitting your handbrake, and just, I mean, that was so satisfying. And you can do that stuff in this game, too, though. It doesn't handle the same as Dirt 3. It's a lot more, in my opinion, a lot more technical. So there's a lot of, like, from the way that I drive, which is different from the way that a lot of other people are going to play it. The way that I generally do it is, there's a lot less focus on gas and a lot more focus on letting off the gas before you go into a turn without hitting the brake. Because just hitting the brake while you're hitting the gas, or you stop hitting the gas and then hit the brake, it does something completely different than what you may need it to do. So a lot of times you can just let off the gas for about 2 or 3 seconds and then drift into the turn and then hit the gas and then go. In Dirt 3, it was a lot of, like, you just full-on hit the gas, then hit your handbrake, and then go. Like, that's a lot of it, yeah.
See, that would confuse the crap out of me, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, well, and the physics of the game are good enough, and they're still actively working on making it better, but it's gonna be, like, if you start, like, fourth in the race against someone... If someone in the race in front of you rolls their car and fucks up the track, the track stays. So if there's a car that suddenly went from being smooth and gravel like to having huge divots in it, then your car goes over it like there's giant divots. So like the track, they want it to be like a simulation.
Yeah. The sound, I love the sound in it too. Like, they've done an exceptional job with the audio.
Well, they did, so when you've been playing, does your co-driver actually give you direction? He does?
Yeah, he does, and it's actually really useful. I didn't never really even use it for Dirt 3. But in this one, actually, I find it, for some reason, I don't know if I've changed, but I think it's really useful.
Yeah, so, I liked having the co-driver. I love the added detail that they have now of the co-driver, where if you're using the view of you in the car and you see the wheel and shifting gears and stuff, you can look over and look at your co-driver's notes and look at the next, like, 5 upcoming turns.
Yeah.
So they just have, just you know, like, little details like that.
Well, that's cool.
But that is, I love those style of racing games. And I think there's a lot of different kinds of racing games.
Yeah.
But I love me some simulations.
Yeah, I knew you did.
So
I'm really bad at them.
Yeah. So I think that, like, coming up with a list of really kind of essential racing games to play is, I think, more important.
So we are going to do that, and I have the list of racing games pulled up, and there's only, like, you know, 500 or something like that.
Only, like, 500.
You know, nothing major.
Yeah.
So I wrote down a couple that are more just kind of random ones off the top of my head, just to maybe see if we can get a starting point. So obviously, so I wrote down, you know, Rock and Roll Racing.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. All right, so I discussed, before we started talking, I said that I don't generally like car battle games.
Yeah.
But Rock and Roll Racing is totally a car battle game. But that was the first racing game that I ever played.
Oh, that's true.
Religiously.
Yeah.
See, it's going to be a difficult list because you play more, like, Gran Turismo games. I play more random crap like Blur and Driver.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said you play a lot more arcade with a little bit of the simulation.
I've been trying to get into Mario Kart, and everybody says that game's spectacular, but that game is always so freaking brutally hard when you're starting out.
Which,
the newest one.
Oh, if you're going to make it worse, I'll totally play with you.
I haven't even bought it yet.
I love Mario Kart.
The new one, it's a lot of fun, but man, dude, you are dead last for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. When you play against people online on Mario Kart,
oh yeah,
it's the most humiliating experience you'll ever have. Because you might be the best of all your friends,
mm-hmm.
yep.
you're still the worst online.
Yeah.
I'm pretty indifferent to Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, John, I don't know Andrew, how do you think John feels about it?
Huh?
How do you think I feel about Mario Kart?
I think he probably would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I might enjoy it a little bit. It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
So, all right, so I put Rock and Roll Racing on here. I know I wrote down Burnout Paradise because you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, well, I think the Burnout games... I mean, actually, Burnout Paradise was the first one I played.
Oh, really?
And
oh, geez.
After I played that, I went back because, Micah and his kids used to constantly play, Burnout,
Because there was Burnout 3 Takedown and then Burnout Revenge.
Yeah, they had Takedown Revenge and 3.
So Burnout 3 was Takedown, and then there was just straight up Burnout Revenge was just the one that came after that. They might have had Burnout 2 as well.
Yeah, I know that they had one with, a 2 in it.
No, yeah.
Or with a number in it. So it was probably Burnout 3. 2. It might have been Burnout 3, but they had Takedown and,
Mm-hmm.
I remember Takedown and Revenge.
Yeah.
I remember the Burnout for the original Xbox. I had a lot of fun on that one.
Me too. And then Burnout Revenge, I really liked it because it was the first one they made for 360.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on all the consoles as well.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that one because you could, jump a Carl's Jr. truck off of a ramp and ram it into a bunch of other cars and make stuff explode.
Yeah.
Because they had that sweet crash mode.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Burnout had... Well, Burnout Paradise... So one of the things that they had at the very beginning of the game, and they either took it out with an update or just decided to take it out because people never did it, was in, Burnout Revenge in Paradise, there was a multiplayer mode you could play where you go and you roll your car and you keep, tapping the X button to try and get as far as you can and blow more stuff up. And in Paradise, you used to just be able to do that whenever you felt like.
Yeah.
If you were not in a race, just driving around town, you could blow up and just bounce down the road.
Yeah.
And either they took that away, or they only have it in certain modes or certain options turned on.
Yeah. They also did another thing where in Burnout Revenge, they had a mode where you could it was just called Traffic Attack, where you just ram cars from behind and shoot them into other cars and they'd all blow up.
That was a fantastic mode as well.
As you just raced around, you could just hit cars from behind and make them wreck. They took that out for Paradise. You'd be flying full speed through the city and try to hit a car and then you'd just wreck.
Yeah.
So that's why I really like Burnout Revenge more than Paradise, just because you could ram cars.
Yeah.
Andrew, do you have one that you're particularly fond of?
So, to get a little nostalgic here.
That's good.
By today's standards, it wouldn't measure up, but Ridge Racer for the original PlayStation.
It had great music.
So much fun playing that game.
Ridge Racer, I do remember the music.
Yeah.
I don't remember much about the actual game aside from the music.
Yeah.
I played a lot of racing games since then, but I just remember a lot of PlayStation 1 racing games almost always all looking identical.
Oh, there was a bunch.
Oh, yeah, no, the graphics were terrible.
But it was a... I gotta look some Ridge Racer up here real quick.
So,
because Ridge Racer was just basically where you were just, it was like Cruising USA.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was just an arcade racer.
That's which are great.
Okay, yeah.
I love arcade racers like that. Man, there was a lot of good games that I've totally forgotten about.
Yeah. So Cruising USA was, Ridge Racer was Cruising USA just with like race cars.
Yep.
And did they have licensed cars in that game?
I don't think they did. I don't think so.
Oh, this is going to be a tough list because I see a lot of cars or a lot of games I like.
By Namco. Damn, son.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about the original Trackmania?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not actually... I have no opinion.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I actually ever played it.
Oh, it was nuts. It was mostly better once you downloaded just the crazy tracks that people would make up and then try to race them. The actual tracks in the game itself weren't that great.
Yeah.
But it just had the insane modding community that went with it.
Yeah.
I remember you guys playing Trackmania.
Oh, yeah.
Trackmania 2 Stadium. Wow. Did the company that made this just go out of business?
No, they had this big thing where they started making Trackmania, then they started making Shoot Mania, then they started trying to do other genres besides just straight racing.
Oh.
And they've been working on all kinds of stuff for the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
I never really liked any of the Midnight Club games very much.
Yeah, not too partial about them. I did really like Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
The new one or the original one?
Both, actually,
Actually, there's a lot of, like, Need for Speed games that I think are pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's... Yeah, like Need for Speed, hold on. There was a couple of them for PlayStation 3 especially.
Yeah, because there was Hot Pursuit, there was Most Wanted,
mm-hmm.
there was The Run, you know, that classic game. Ugh, that one was terrible.
The Run was the cross-country...
Yep.
Where they tried to basically try and make it a Fast and the Furious game, but with racing involved for some reason.
Yep.
And it was most of it was at night in poorly lit conditions.
Yep.
Yeah.
One I actually thought was pretty entertaining, which shows my taste in movies, was Need for Speed Carbon.
I love Carbon. Carbon for PlayStation 3 was the first racing game that I bought for my PlayStation 3.
And that one's now worth like $80.
Wow.
Why?
Because it was more readily available for the regular consoles and not for 360 or PS3. So it's just super rare on those newer ones. And so once all the copies were gone, it was gone. So if you try to find one, it's just impossible.
Wow. I totally should have saved that. I'm pretty sure I sold it to GameStop or one of my friends or something. I genuinely don't know.
I don't know. I thought the game was pretty sweet because, well, you know, you could rice out basically any car you wanted. And the final boss drove an Audi R8 before those things were officially released to the public.
Yeah, and that was a big thing, man, because it was like a big thing that it was in the game. But it wasn't like... it wasn't that great of a car once you had it. Because like once you had that unlocked, you also had enough money to be able to go through it and be like, oh, hey, there's a lot of more cars I can buy that are much more upgradable and are a lot more fun to drive. So, yeah.
Let's see here.
What about Diddy Kong Racing?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I liked Diddy Kong Racing.
Game. I actually really did.
I just like kart racers, too, which helps.
Kart racers in general are like... I think that people get really pissy about kart racers because they have to be like Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
But I also kind of really love even kart racers. Like, they had that Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Karting?
Yeah, Mortal Karting. That... Did they actually make that a full game?
Because it was just
an exclusive thing on PlayStation 2 on the Mortal Kombat for PlayStation 2 or one of them. Yeah, that was a lot of fun and just ridiculous. But you could totally tell it was like they had like three developers as part of the team that were like, yeah, all right, we'll spend half a day cranking this piece of down.
But it was great.
And they totally did.
But no, I dig Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah. And then, would you really consider, like, the Joe Danger series a racing game?
I don't know if I would consider
it. It's on the list, but I don't know if I do.
Joe Danger is kind of in the same... What's that other motorcycle game where it's just basically all about physics?
Excitebike?
No. No, it's the one on 360.
And, like, they have it for...
Why do I not remember this? I played it.
Oh, gosh. Wow. It's in my head.
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
Right.
Ah. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm looking it up. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, because it's hard as hell.
Because, yeah, no, it's... But, like, Joe Danger, you don't race anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You race through an obstacle course, but... You're also a stuntman, like that's
trials.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, trials.
Yeah, I love that.
Like
game.
trials and Joe Danger are more similar to that, where it's not necessarily racing.
Yeah,
as much as like requires hyper focus.
Yep,
and a lot of talent to get through something that really doesn't look that difficult.
Uh-huh. Oh, but then it's just insanely hard.
No, yeah, it's insanely hard. Yeah.
How about Road Rash?
Oh, yeah. I only remember them having one song in their soundtrack for that. And yeah.
Well, you know, it was the Genesis. They didn't have that much capability.
No. But damn it if I didn't listen to that song at least 300 times that year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. I played a lot of Road Rash at my friend's house. We never had a Sega.
No.
Yeah.
We always had Super Nintendo. But like it seemed like Sega just had... Well, I mean, they had blood on Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And it seemed like overall they had more violent video games in general.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Because was Doom released for Sega first?
I don't remember, actually. I mean, obviously it was for PC before it was anything else.
Well, yeah, but like I know when it came to console.
Yeah.
What in the hell? There was a free game on the Xbox 360. Called Yaris. That was just an advertisement for Toyota Yarises.
Oh my god!
And you
that
could
doesn't
put,
surprise me. Actually.
You can put rocket launchers on your Toyota Yaris. And it's the Metacritic is about a 17 out of 100.
Wow!
So looks like a real good game.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
All right, so the only thing I have set on the list is. Rock and roll racing. Is there anything that needs to be, like, has to be on here?
I think that Gran Turismo should be on there.
Which one?
The original. I say the original.
I think Gran Turismo 5.
I say the original because it was really, to me...
Well, it was groundbreaking.
It was one of the first console racing sims, if not the first console racing sim.
Okay, but, though, if someone today was going to go play a Gran Turismo game for the first time...
Okay.
I would say Gran Turismo 5. If it's just kind of in general, Gran Turismo, the original one. Because really, I mean, like, I guess, are we recommending...
I think so.
Because I would still recommend Rock and Roll Racing.
Me too.
Just because more than anything, if you're too young or too lame to know what the 80s and early 90s were like with video games, can play Rock and Roll Racing.
And if you want to hear a meaty version of Paranoid by Black Sabbath / Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, it had
and
Bad
to the Bone.
Rock and Roll songs. One of the most... fantastic announcers in the history of gaming ever. You get to hear things like, yeah, what's his name? Jams into first. It's real good.
Oh, I freaking love Rock.
Real good,
Racing.
Man.
All right, so those are the two games I have on here are Gran Turismo 5 and Rock and Roll Racing.
I think I would like to see Dirt 3 on there. Like, Dirt 3 was a game that, even after I had finished playing it, I could go back to it.
Yeah.
Like, every couple of months.
Like,
I could
still
do well at it, and I could still have fun, and it never got tiring. I just ended up moving on to different game.
Yeah. I will play Dirt 3 still with like Steph every now and again because she loves like racing in games. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's cool with me because that's the only Dirt game I've ever actually played, but I still enjoy it.
Another one that I personally think should be on there is the newest Mario Kart, Mario Kart 8. Not only is it fun, it's terribly challenging.
Yeah.
Like for you to start out on, but you get better at it and you get better relatively quickly. But it also has some of the best DLC for a racing game.
Does it really?
Is that the one with the Mercedes-Benz pack?
If they had a Mercedes-Benz pack for Mario Kart, I would loot. Do they really?
Yeah.
Wait. So what's the new one called?
Mario Kart 8.
Okay.
I wanted some form of Mario Kart on there.
Yeah.
As long as it's not like any of... Well, I mean, they have the blue shell in.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But...
Yeah.
You know, I personally love all the ones I've played, so I'm cool with any of the Mario Karts. Yeah. I just haven't played the newest one.
Oh, it's great.
Well, the Mario Kart 8 DLC pack number 2 has a 90 Metacritic score.
Yeah, and they just recently added 200cc to it also, which I guess is impossible.
Oh, yeah, because it was like 50, 100, or 150 before. Yeah. And like 100 was always... The most fun.
Yeah.
150 was always where it was just like you had to even on Super Nintendo, man, you had to kick ass at that game to get through that.
And it's become less just Mario Kart and more like Nintendo Kart.
Yeah.
So you get Zelda theme levels too and like different themes for different characters for levels. So it's not just a beach level, volcano.
Oh, that's cool.
Chocolate level.
Rainbow.
Yeah, oh, the rainbow levels, I think, are on there.
That's good.
Every single Mario game, and they're impossible.
Rainbow Road.
Yeah.
I think the Rainbow Roads got... Like, they were always really difficult.
Yeah.
But after the very first Mario Kart, I don't think anyone has ever been as purely difficult.
Yeah.
Because the first one...
Had no railings.
There was no railing.
Yeah, no, it was...
At all.
It was...
And everything was the same color, so you were never really sure where the corner was. So you death was constant in that game, man.
So I do, that being said, I do have one grievance, is the lack of battle mode or the poor battle mode in it, basically.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I loved battle mode.
Yeah, so you gotta look it up. I haven't gotten that far into it, but everybody that I talked to about it has said battle mode is terrible or it doesn't exist.
Well, that's upsetting.
Basically in the normal form. But they make up for it with the DLC that they've released for the game. So, but battle mode was always my favorite. Like, you get absolutely. Like 4 people together and you just throw shells at each other in an arena.
And when it was just you and one other person?
Yeah.
Head-to-head with one balloon left each?
Yeah.
And you only had green shells? And those rogue green shells ruined some, like, man, that ruined a lot of people's day back I think constantly still.
You just fire one off in a corner of the map and then it would just all of a sudden 5 forever. Minutes later you'd come across it at another end of the map and it just annihilated someone. Oh, they were terrible.
someone did a mod where they put one of the cars from Rock and Roll Racing in GTA San Andreas.
Which car from...
It's the one with the tank tracks on it.
Oh, that was the best car. Because the tank tracks car in that game came from the snow world. So it also had heat-seeking missiles.
Okay, so, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is fantastic. And so, Isaac, the Mercedes pack for Mario Kart 8 has a 57 300 SL Roadster, a 1934 W25 Silver Arrow, and the GLA, that SUV.
The G-Wagon? That's fantastic.
So
there's ATVs in this as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are. There's motorcycles, too.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Well, and I like the... Like, there's anti-gravity vehicles, and... Is there... it looks like, wow, gliders?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, everybody has some kind of gliding ability. So, like, when you jump off of a ledge and have to hit another ledge, a glider will pop out of the back of your cart.
That's
fantastic.
So yeah. Awesome.
And I don't... this is the first Mario Kart game I've played in a lot of Mario Kart games. I didn't play the last couple. But the drifting is pretty... It takes a knack to do the drifting. And if you... when you drift, if you drift for long enough, it'll add speed boost and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I think they added that in 64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, no, I think it was Mario Kart Wii where they added... Where you got, like, the biggest boost or whatever from drifting.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So, on our list... Let me save this picture real quick.
I want to buy a Wii U so bad now.
Me too.
Man. So, like overall, I really want...
Check the official Nintendo website. I actually got a refurbished version from the Nintendo website. It was the Nintendo Land Mario 3D Land pack.
Yeah.
And it was like $225.
Oh, that's amazing.
For it. Yeah, and it's normally... That's awesome. I think it's normally like $300.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so...
Man...
Yeah, I mean, all the instructions were in Spanish, so
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I know where it came from. So
just the ability to play as Tanuki Suit Mario in a Mercedes.
I'm actually really happy about the Wii U. I was not even really on the fence about it. Like, I was more just because of the original Wii and how gimmicky the controls were and how that was the whole thing that they were marketing. Like, I didn't actually play my Wii very much. I kind of gave up on it after about 6 months and stopped. But I have a lot more fun with the Wii U because everything is based on a controller now.
That's good.
Yeah, like, I use the classic controllers. They're all wireless now. And also, having that tablet has actually been great because, I can just lay in bed and pick that up and play my Wii. Like,
so
just
cool.
Sitting in
that's
bed. Yeah,
actually
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
I want to get one just so I can play like Lego City Undercover because there's a bunch of games. Well, and Toad's Treasure Tracker and Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah, I really like the new Mario game. I love Mario Galaxy though. That's actually one of my favorite games, and I still think that's better than this one. But this one is just such a gorgeous and such a comforting game.
And it is the cutest thing in the world, man.
Yeah, until you get to
the cat suit.
Yeah, until you get to the rainbow levels. I tried, I guess, what's considered the hardest level. I think it's called, like, the Champions Course or something like that.
Yeah.
With a couple buddies of mine. And it was impossible. Like, there's just so much going on. And it's so hard to describe. Because it's like, at one point, you're on a platform and then immediately have to go to... dodging cannonballs while jumping on a fluctuating platform, like with colored steps that one side shuts off and the other one comes on.
Yeah.
And it does that every 1 second, and you have to jump up these giant stairs, and it's just, we didn't even make it, like, I don't even think we made it a quarter of the way through the level in just the 30 minutes that we tried. We burned through 20 lives.
Holy crap.
That fast. It was ridiculous. Like, that game gets... It gets hard.
But at least, like, at least you can go back to, like, World 1. And,
yeah,
like,
and just enjoy
and, like,
yourself.
once you can find that, like, level where you can get, like, the 1-up exploits,
yeah,
like, those are the best levels,
man.
Well,
I know one of the coolest things, too, is is that if you fail on a level long enough, it will give you an infinite star for
whole
level. Yeah, so you just pick it up, and then you just run with star power through
entire
level. Obviously, that doesn't help you if you fall.
No.
Because you're still going to die. But, I mean, it helps you just run through all the enemies.
Hey, we're real quick. So, your Wii U, it came with Super Mario 3D World.
And Nintendo Land, yeah.
What the hell is Nintendo Land?
Nintendo Land's actually really cool. It's just, it's basically like a Nintendo arcade, like an arcade center. Basically, it's just full of mini games. But the mini games are really... I don't know. They have gimmicks, but the gimmicks are really fun. It's not lasting. So, like, for example, you'll use your tablet, but your tablet, that's how you actually look around. So, you put the tablet in front of your face, And then you see, like, this part of the level. You turn to the left, and then you see another part of the level. And then you turn all the way to the right, and you see another completely different part of the level. And that's how you move around. Like, you have to, like, focus your tablet in different positions based on the gyroscope in it. So, like, some of it's really cool.
That's... See, like, that's, like, one step back from flailing around, but...
Yeah, but it's still a gimmick, and I appreciate having a controller in my hand more than flailing around.
Yeah.
Like, I got over that real quick. So, Donkey Kong is an amazing game. It's super hard, though, but the new Donkey Kong is so much fun.
The Tropical Freeze?
Yeah.
All of the Donkey Kong games have always been, like...
Yeah.
Just punishingly difficult, but like it is some of the most satisfying. It's like Super Meat Boy or anything like that, where it's a platformer where you beat it and you're like, yes.
Well, it's so nice actually. Like, taking the Wii really is there for me to take a break from the AAA titles that come out, like the summer blockbusters. So, because a lot of those games are based around the same style of play.
Yeah.
So, like, Assassin's Creed is, like, a lot of scavenger hunt quests across the world map, which is fun.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, I get tired of that after a little while. So
Fetch quests?
Yeah, even Batman. I love Batman, and I will beat the crap out of that game.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I mean, I've tried to go back to play the other Batmans, and... You know, I make it decently far halfway through, but then I start getting bored. But these games, like Smash Bros. Is so much fun. Like, and it's just mindless button mashing, too. But the amount of content that they've thrown into those games now is ridiculous.
Yeah, see, and, like, I've actually never played Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Anything other than multiplayer.
No, that's really all it is. You can play against the computer. There's no campaign anymore, but there doesn't really need to be.
Yeah.
I was disappointed that there wasn't a campaign because I don't have very many friends. I don't have that many people.
It's just so much harder to get people to hang out with you. Yeah. Just be like, hey, man, you got
That's why I need a Wii U, though, so we can at least play online.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can play online. Those guys will annihilate you. But, I mean, the great thing about Smash Bros. Is, like, there's, like, 30-plus characters in that game. And all of them play a little bit differently.
Is, like, Kirby still the biggest asshole?
There are a lot of assholes in that game. You just have to know how to use them.
Because Kirby just being able to steal everyone else's power is, like, the best power.
No. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not as much about the powers anymore. It's about... Like, what's your recovery attack for this character? What's your smash attack? What's your grab attack? Like, the grab attacks now are some of the best in any of the games that they've had. So, but they're different from character to character. So, like, Adult Link will have a hookshot that he can grab somebody with, and then he can throw them. And then Toon Link will have the same hookshot, but he'll have a different throw when he actually grabs them. So, and then Dark Link will have something completely different. So, it's insane. Dude.
That sounds like it, man.
Yeah, and,
So, they made, like, a real fighting game where you actually have to...
Yeah, but you can mash buttons and do all right.
That's good, yeah. So, you're not, like, one of those psychopaths that's like, all right, I know it takes exactly 32 frames to do this move. If I string it together with this move...
No, there are those people. Those people. But those are the people who have spent hours mastering particular characters.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been playing Little Mac, and Little Mac is, like, a powerhouse. That dude is really fast and hits really hard. But
what is Little Mac from?
He's from Punch Out.
But
the thing is, like, most of the kills that are done, or at least half of the kills that are done in Smash Bros, are you knocking a person off a ledge in hopes that they won't recover.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, but the thing about Little Mac though is he hits really hard and he's really fast and he can't recover worth. So, like, he falls off the ledge, you get, like, one shot to do your up attack, and that's it. Like, it's terrible. So,
that's...
most of your time is spent, like, suiciding.
See, that's actually why...
Yeah.
I think that's actually why I would play as Kirby.
Yeah.
A lot, because, you know, he inflates with air.
Yeah.
And he can, like, you know, float over to where it needs to go and stuff.
Yeah. But some of the additional kind of funny comical characters are some of the most brutal if you can get good at. Like Wii Fit Trainer or the Villager.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. The Villager is ridiculous. Yeah, I still haven't...
And it's just a random villager from...
No, it's a villager from Animal Crossing. So, yeah, he's called the Villager.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I still have not figured out what planting a tree and then pouring water on it to make it grow does. I don't know.
That's what he has a move?
That. Yeah, it's like down B, he plants a tree, and then you press B again, and then he pours water over it with a watering can, and then it grows into a giant tree. Don't know why. I have no idea what it does.
And then Tom Nook comes out with an AK and just starts blowing people away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Captain Falcon is still an asshole.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just
and
given.
Fox and all the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys.
Yeah, but... I'm enjoying it.
Okay. That's awesome. So we need more racing game.
One more racing game. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I like hearing about the Wii U, especially because I want to buy one, so...
Yeah. So I really like Grid and Forza and those kind of games, but those were kind of all... Do we have Need for Speed on there, right?
No, we do not. We don't have any of those on there.
Any Need for Speed games?
I love... Obviously, I love Carbon, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I grew up playing 100 times a day, and it's not a very good game once you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it, and I love the newest Most Wanted, the one that was made by Criterion.
Oh, yeah.
Where once you wrecked a car, you would get it.
That's awesome. Because Criterion also did Burnout Paradise, right?
Yes, they're the ones who did all the Burnout games, and they bought by EA and were forced to make Need for Speed games instead.
Yeah, see, that's stupid, man, because Criterion made some pretty fun games.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
And that was a great Need for Speed game. I mean, let me see here. Let me just pull up the listing of just straight Need for Speed here.
Because there's a lot of good stuff on there.
Wow, there's a lot of...
Excuse me.
There's a lot of Need for Speed games. Most Wanted is... Yeah.
Because there's two Most Wanted games. There's the original one that was the Underground Cop Street Racer one.
Yeah, and then...
And then the other one...
Oh, they have Most Wanted for Wii U.
Well, that's that. Yeah, that one must be the newer one.
Yeah, Most Wanted, a Criterion game. No, that's 2012. 2013 the last Need for Speed game?
Oh, wow. Really? No. Or did The Run come out after that?
No, Rivals was 2013.
Rivals had to have come out last year. Was the PlayStation 4 out in 2013?
No.
Because that was the first one they made for the PlayStation 4.
Was Xbox One, and that was Need for Speed Rivals. The Run was 2011.
Really?
Yeah, but then also in 2014, they made this fantastic movie
called
Need for Speed.
With Aaron Paul.
Uh-huh.
So,
oof.
Yeah, it's rough.
Also starring Kid Cudi.
Jeez.
Yeah, Most Wanted, the Criterion game, or Rivals, is the most recent Need for Speed game.
Well, I like...
I'm gonna have to go to EA's website for this. I didn't play Rivals. I thought Hot Pursuit and Most Wanted were both great.
Yeah, I really liked Most Wanted a lot, and I didn't play Rivals.
Oh, Need for Speed Worlds, didn't they?
Let's see here.
No, really? Most Wanted was the first Link. Yep, Rivals is the most recent.
That's kind of depressing.
Because they just released the... Game of the Year edition with it.
Wow, I never even played it.
Yeah.
So I have nothing to contribute on that part.
Yeah, me neither. But, I mean, it... I don't really care. I genuinely don't.
Yeah, that is the downside.
So I'm just trying to look through here and kind of see. Yeah, it's getting. Let's just go. I had a list going and it disappeared. Damn. damn Google Chrome.
Uh-oh.
No,
let's see here. Well, it would be a good one.
All right. I mean, Midnight Club, the only attachment I have to Midnight Club or any of that game, those games, is genuinely I played it.
Yeah.
I think with Jacoby a bunch. Not even that. We played like Need for Speed Shift and Need for Speed Carbon more than any of that stuff.
We could always go with a wild card, just put Blur on the list. That's a great one.
Blur is actually, like, Blur was way more fun than I think people gave it credit for.
Blur was pretty fun.
Because Blur was the one that you got, that you knew, or that you were friends with, like, one of the developers.
Yeah, it was the community manager of Activision.
Yeah, and played that game online with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blur was a lot of fun, and Blur was also the first, like, it was essentially a kart racing game.
Oh, yeah, but absolutely.
But it had real cars.
Because you had red shells, well, I mean, they were called something else, but
yeah,
you had, like, your homing missiles, and it just happened to be a homing missile in the middle, you know, shot from an Audi R8 towards, like, a rat-rotted Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah, exactly, or... For some reason, trucks could accelerate just as fast as supercars.
Well, yeah. And yeah. There are certain people who would not put their cars in the game because they didn't want them to get destroyed.
Which is really dumb, because they should have known what was going on. People loved that. Having the ability to do that, it made huge news when the cars, or when the car manufacturers allowed Gran Turismo to add damage to the game.
Whereas, you know...
Because, you know, they didn't want you to actively damage their cars. Just, yeah,
No, it's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love that game, but it all kind of depends on what you guys think as well.
Cruising USA.
I love that game.
I had so much fun with that game.
Real quick, though, were you a Cruising USA or a Cruising World kind of guy?
They blend together to me, me.
Because they were very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, they were the exact same game reskinned.
Yep.
One had a pyramid in it, though. I remember a pyramid.
Or Simpsons Hit and Run, or whatever the taxi game was.
Was it Hit and Run?
Well, there was, because there were two games. They had the one that was the Grand Theft Auto game, and then they had the one that was just Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, yeah. And the Grand Theft Auto one was actually not that bad for a game, but... It was just basically, it literally was just Grand Theft Auto plus the Simpsons joke. So it was, like, worse written. Yeah. It was just as long. Had just as many fetch missions.
Mm-hmm.
But you never had anyone ask you to go to the titty club. So that was, like, or pretty big. Yeah. Cousin. Would you like to go bowling, cousin?
Nope. But I hate you and I'm gonna die.
Probably. Yeah. Have you played Project Cars yet?
No.
I haven't had a chance to. That game scares me. Like, if you...
It's pretty.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Like, have you seen the cockpit view when it's raining? Yeah.
Yes.
And... That's terrifying.
That's what dirt is going to be like, too, though, from the cockpit view, though. Because, like, on the snow levels, if it's snowing at night, Yeah, no, you can't see anything.
No, like, if you're trailing behind, if you're behind cars, like, all it is just the that's stirred up by their tires. That's all you can see.
Yeah.
It's impossible. And then outside of the cockpit view, when it's raining in Project Cars, is rain on your camera. So, it's, yeah.
That's like, so hardcore.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try that game. Probably play the crap out of it.
I don't recommend Drive Club. I don't think that should be on the list.
No.
Because that game's horrible.
I like Grid. I really liked Grid.
Yeah.
But Grid, like, also has the option for online, where you can only play with your friends, so you don't have to worry about douchebags. And that was always pretty... Looney Tunes Space Race. The f*** is that?
Wow.
Anyway, guys, we haven't discussed the elephant in the room, mm-hmm. which is Wave Race 64.
Yeah.
That is true.
No, but for reals, I think that, I mean, like... Blur could go on there, but it is... I'm... So we have Gran Turismo.
Yep. Rock and Roll Racing.
Rock and Roll Racing.
Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart.
And Dirt then, 3.
And Dirt 3. I'm just trying to think of anything. Yeah, no, like I'm totally fine with Blur. Did you play Blur at all, Andrew?
I did. Yeah.
I'm totally fun. Yeah, like I enjoyed Blur a lot. It bums me out that they
got shut down.
Yeah, that the company went bankrupt afterwards because it didn't really get bought as much. But
and because Activision kind of sucks.
Yeah, yep. Activision sucks a lot. Yeah, we can throw Blur on there, because really anything else is going to be pretty similar. Because, like, Grid is really, really similar to Dirt. It's just street racing version of Dirt. Because it's made by Codemasters also.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
MX versus ATV?
Ugh. So now we just got to order them.
What order are they in already?
Right now, Mario Kart 8's at number one. And then I just wrote these down as we named them off. So Blur's at two, Dirt 3's at three, Gran Turismo 5's at four, and Rock and Roll Racing's at five.
I think the Dirt... I think that Mario Kart should stay at number one.
Yeah, okay. It's a brilliant game, and I'm glad that you're taking my word for it.
I think I'm going to move Blur behind Rock and Roll Racing.
Because Mario Kart in general...
Oh, it's an incredibly quality racer.
It's great.
Yeah, and it's brutal and punishing.
I mean, I really, really love Dirt, and I do really love Gran Turismo.
I move Blur down to five.
Okay.
Then I put Rock and Roll Racing at number two.
I'm going to say Dirt.
I think Dirt should be at number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or should be number three.
I was going to say number three because you guys were so partial about Rock and Roll Racing.
That's true. You don't want to, like, if anyone listens, period, mm-hmm. and they've never played Rock and Roll Racing, give it 20 minutes of your time. it would be like watching Johnny Mnemonic or any of those or anything like that, just more fun.
Well, it's just so much. It's a good time. I love it. So we have Dirt 3 at 3 and Gran Turismo 4, or 5 at 4.
And what's it? And number 5 is it Blur?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah, that's a good list. I'm totally down with that.
I think so. So I think that works out well for us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed that we actually managed to find five games out of, like, 600 that we could all agree on.
There's a lot of racing games out there, man.
There's a lot of terrible ones. Oh. Are you guys sure you don't want to put Episode 1 Pod Racer on there?
No.
No?
Episode 1 Racer?
Yeah.
Man.
I do own that game.
Ugh.
So Andrew was talking about how the Spider-Man franchise is his favorite Marvel franchise of all time.
Nope, not at all.
He actually said Spider-Man 3 is better.
Nope. You lying ginger bastard.
I think I'll have to go back to the tape on that one.
Yeah, no. But he did, he did have a point about Spider-Man 2. He said Spider-Man 2 should be up there ahead of Winter Soldier.
I think that it should. I thought it was a quality superhero movie during a time when superhero movies were awful. They focused...
Well, what else came out at around the same time as Spider-Man 2?
So let's look at Marvel movies.
Was there anything else around that same time?
Dude, that would have been like 2004.
It was 2002.
Oh, so that was like Hulk movie territory still. Yeah,
Marvel movies. Let's look up Marvel movies.
Iron Man was the first... good and that Marvel was a long movie.
That was like during that was after Disney's buying.
So that would have been
this was pre-Disney.
Was that a year after Daredevil?
I think Daredevil was 2000. Oh, okay. So I think it was like 2 years after that. Let me.
That's a really depressing thought.
Oh no, there were some awful movies.
That so came I saw that one in theaters.
Time, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I want to know what movies came out during this time. You're right. I think it was 2004. Actually, was when Spider-Man 2 came out.
I know I saw it the night before I went to Warped Tour.
Okay, but anyway, the reason why I felt like that was a good movie is I felt like they had a really good focus on one solid villain. Like
not eight?
Not eight of them. And I felt like
was number two Dr. Octopus?
Yeah, that was Dr. Octopus. Yeah, and I felt like he was a villain that you could sympathize with. And I liked the story that he was kind of a mentor to Peter Parker at first, too. And they did a lot of focus on Peter Parker trying to balance his life as Spider-Man and Peter Parker at the same time, too. And I felt like they had struck a good balance between that.
Past the origin story, which is always the best.
Nobody
thing.
Wants. I'm sorry. Nobody needs to watch the Spider-Man origin story again. I hope they skip that.
Oh, I think they said they're still going to do it, which is sad, and I don't care.
Make it stop. I know he gets bitten by a radioactive spider. He's a high schooler. I get it. Come on. Like, what to do? But the one grievance that I had is that it's still during the time where they feel they need to kill the villain at the end of every superhero movie. So for some reason they needed to kill Dr. Octopus. So.
Oh yeah, I forgot that they killed him.
Like that bums me out that they did that.
Yeah.
I really want if they're going to do a Spider-Man movie, I want them to just go for it and have, have the Rhino in there. Ugh. And
you
have
mean like,
Kingpin.
Amazing
Spider-Man 2, where they had Jamie Foxx as Electro.
That movie could not have
And they had the Rhino in that one.
I want them to have, Brock Lesnar take, three times his normal steroid dose for 3 weeks and then play the Rhino where it's just some gigantic man that can't move and then just CG him running. That's fine. Fine with that part.
Not just Paul Giovanni in a robot Rhino suit screaming in a horrible Russian accent.
Yes. Yeah, because Paul Giamatti is the Rhino.
Giamatti,
just,
thanks.
Just got, no, you're right. Hey, yeah, Rhino, I know you don't want any or low, but let's take it down.
Yeah, but no, I thought Alfred Molina was a really good villain, a villain that you could sympathize with, and I thought that they had a good balance there. I feel like, you can't base. I don't feel like it's right to say Spider-Man 2 was bad because Spider-Man 3 was bad. Like, which I think is the common argument, is anytime you bring up Spider-Man 1 or 2, inevitably Spider-Man 3 gets brought up.
Yeah.
Because it's such an awful movie.
The funny thing is, I've never actually seen it.
It's so bad.
It really is terrible. It's so bad. I think the thing that was the worst about it was that, it had Venom.
Yeah.
Like, which was one of my favorite Spider-Man villains ever.
Yeah.
Like, Venom was awesome.
Yeah.
But they didn't focus on Venom. They just focused on how it somehow just made Peter Parker more annoying.
Well, and they made his character such a whiny little bitch.
Yeah.
Too. He wasn't like the roided out, kind of like homicidal maniac. Well, I guess could you quantify Eddie Brock as homicidal? Was he setting up like a lot of those crime scenes by murdering people? I don't remember. What he would essentially do, his character was doing, was he was like a crime scene journalist or something like that. But he would always be there before anyone else because he was the one who was actually setting up the crime scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he was, Peter Parker exposed him as a fraud, and they fired him, and then his wife left him with his kid, and so he's just like, his life is totally in shambles, and all he has to blame is like Peter Parker.
And then all he does is just bench press in his
Yeah, so, yeah. Dude with roid rage, and then the symbiote gets to him, and then he gets the Venom suit, and then just goes crazy. So, yeah.
Yep, yep. Well, and even in, like, the 90s cartoon,
yeah.
Peter Parker was just a total asshole to everyone. Like, he wasn't whiny. He was just a total dickbag.
Yeah, there is a...
and, like, got bigger and just, yeah, like, the whole symbiote thing. Like, he should be, like, a big, crazy person ready to snap on people constantly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there is a short film called Truth in Journalism.
That's the one where it's... It's black and white one. Yeah,
it's the black and white one with Eddie Brock, and it was so good. Really well done. If you haven't watched that, you should watch that.
Yeah, the guy who directed it was supposed to be making more little like Marvel things like that.
Yeah,
I don't know if he has yet.
I don't know, but it was really good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, good job. We got everything figured out.
Yeah, I mean, hey, and I appreciate your position on Spider-Man. Because, like, it is, I mean, it is, like, it does have a very good point to it, but I really f***ing hated the whole, like, Mary Jane gets kidnapped by Dr. Octopus, because she was totally a worthless, like, that was, like, at the biggest point of, like, every female person in a Marvel movie is just a worthless pile of garbage.
Like, and it didn't help that it was Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. Too,
which is genuinely just a hateable person.
Yeah.
So, and...
They could have made it Julia Roberts. It could have been worse.
Like, I think that's more of an argument, personally, against the Spider-Man franchise as a whole. Because that is the role of every single, like you said, every female lead in Spider-Man is to find themselves in trouble so that he can save them. And it gets really annoying.
Yeah. 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 And like that's most superhero.
Just manufacturing an obstacle and manufacturing drama. That's all they're doing. And it's a gimmick. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, no, I don't know if we should change the list or not.
I don't think you should. I just wanted to put in my two cents about it because you guys gave me such a hard time about appreciating that movie.
Okay, well, and I appreciate, like your total defense of it and, like, you know, that it's not just like, nah, man, you guys, Spider-Man's way cooler than Captain America, and that's why it should be done.
No, I'm actually not a huge fan of Spider-Man. I'm actually really burnt out on Spider-Man, but... I felt like that movie was the high point in the entire series. If they could somehow
do like a Spider-Man versus zombies movie, and that would like...
There you go.
Just really capture the spirit and kill off both franchises at once. That would be nice. You know, kind of awesome, actually. You know,
that'd be sweet. If it wasn't the most marketable franchise they have, which is really annoying.
Yeah, they
keep rebooting it. Oh yeah, they make more money on Spider-Man than any other comic
I forgot about that.
They actually made like a big list about how it's way more successful than like the Avengers or any other Marvel thing.
It's because of the toys.
Yeah.
So not only do they make billions on the movies, but they make billions on the toys.
Yeah, well, and it's only one character. The Marvel or the Avengers is at least four major high-paid actors and characters, so they have to pay the staff a huge amount of money, and then the licensing is...
But hey, Spider-Man's going to be in the third Avengers, so...
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That'll
and be good. He's supposed to be in Civil War.
Yeah.
Supposedly along with Black Panther and War Machine and Martin Freeman.
Yep. And whoever Martin Freeman is. My guess is the same as the internet's guess. He's going to play a grieving father that was killed during a...
Yeah.
That child was killed during a clash with superheroes and supervillains.
I saw that listed as a possibility, or that he's just a government agent who hates superheroes.
Yeah.
Like a senator, you know.
Yeah.
No, they're just going to put him in as, like... Black Panther or something.
Oh no,
they'll change it because like if they're gonna put Paul Giamatti as the Rhino, they will put Martin Freeman as anyone.
Well, they're not gonna.
He's gonna be Kingpin.
They're not gonna.
Martin Freeman's gonna be Kingpin.
But I don't think Joss Whedon's directing this Avengers.
No.
Yeah, he's out.
No,
he's done.
Yeah. No. Well, that was like probably shouldn't say the end of the other one, huh?
No.
No, don't give that away.
So anyway, guys. So what happened? All right. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Heck yeah. Thanks for, you know, hamburgers. talking about hamburgers. Yeah. And we'll see you guys all next week.
Bye.